vous écoutez Rebel Podcast. Que vous recherchez un moment d'inspiration, de réflexion ou simplement de connexion humaine, vous trouverez ici une communauté prête à vous accueillir. Je suis Christiane, votre hôte, et je suis ravie de vous embarquer dans cette aventure. Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of Rebel Podcast. Again, an episode in English because today I'm so thrilled to have one of my favorite colleagues, actually, Jasmine, who is here today to share her experience. So, first of all, before introducing the topic, Jasmine, I will let you maybe shortly introduce yourself to the people that are listening. You can maybe briefly tell us like who you are, what you are doing, where do you live, and so on, and like that people can get to know you a bit more.
So, hello everyone, my name is Jasmine, and for those who do not know me, I come from Cambodia, and right now I'm doing my bachelor's degree here in Hungary, actually in the University of Sopron, but right now I'm living in Budapest.
Nice, and you're working as well.
Yes, I'm doing my internship here in Schneider, and that's how I met Christian.
Yes, actually, we both met at work. If you had like told me that we will end now like recording a podcast, I would have not believe you, because I mean that's the beauty actually of life and of people connection. Being able to really connect with people and to have like really meaningful connection, and that's really how I feel about you, and I told you already, but that's also the reason why I wanted to have you today on the podcast, because I think you are quite inspiring. I feel that I'd admire you, and because you just said that actually you come from Cambodia, you are still doing your studies. How old are you?
I'm 23.
23. And how old were you when you came here in Budapest?
I was 19 years old. So it was back in 2000 that I came here to Hungary during the peak of COVID, FYI.
Really? Wow. It was in, you just said 2019.
2020.
20. Wow, damn. But actually, that's the reason why I wanted to talk about it, especially that the fact that you just move abroad at this young age. And it's not only because we know that, first of all, moving abroad, no matter your age and no matter what, it's really can be a huge step to get out and to step out from your comfort zone. But what really inspired me from your experience is the fact that you were that young. And it's just not you are changing a country from another, but here in your case, you even changed continent, you know. Mm-hmm. So there is like, I assume that you went through a lot of different aspects of this that might be maybe positive, but as well negative. And that's why I want you maybe to tell us more about it and to really share your experience in this regard. So first of all, I would like to ask you, so could you please maybe just give us a few details about your childhood? Which kind of family did you grow up, and what gave you the desire maybe to move abroad, like that we can better understand?
Wow. So I grew up in a small family, so with my mom, my dad, and I'm an only child, so it was just me. But luckily, I managed to have great friends all along my life. And actually, since a young age, I always wanted to study abroad, to travel, to explore a new culture, and to move out of my my hometown. And through a scholarship program, I was able to achieve that, because I come from a middle-class family, and well, studying abroad is not really affordable and not the cheapest option, of course. So I told myself that I have to study hard, to work hard in order to achieve all I can do to study abroad.
Okay, so I assume that you were maybe already talking about that at home with your parents. How did they feel about this desire from you to move abroad?
So actually, my parents are quite supportive and they really trust in me. And also, they want me to have a better quality of education because they believe that studies is really important aspect. And they always motivate me to do what I want. They're not the type to tell me what to do in life. They trust me to make my own decisions, and I'm really grateful for that. So yes, actually, they play a huge role in me being who I am today.
Yeah, I think it's essential, like, to have someone who support and who not validates, but kind of, and especially from your parents, you are. I think you are always a bit waiting for their validation in your choice to give you the confidence as well to step forward. So that's a great thing. So did you know at that time that you wanted to move like in Europe, or you were just thinking about moving abroad no matter where?
So actually, at first, I just wanted to move abroad, but I have a favorite, and that would be Europe.
Why?
I was always fascinated with the architecture, the beautiful atmosphere. And I see pictures of, let's say, Italy, France, and so on. And I was quite intrigued by that.
So your first... What was the first country, like, on top of your list?
Oof, that's a hard question.
So many.
So many. Actually, I'm blank right now. If I were to choose... I've always wanted to... visit Italy, I guess, and I was able to do that.
But Hungary, was it even like in the list?
That's an interesting question, actually. Many people ask me this question, why Hungary?
Same for me. Like, really?
Well, because at first I just saw this scholarship opportunity, and it was the first thing that I applied. And luckily, I was chosen. So it's quite a journey that I myself did not plan.
And the plan at the beginning, it was to pursue this scholarship. But were you already thinking about maybe staying a bit longer and starting like your career in Hungary?
Actually, I wanted to learn more about what I want to pursue. So right now, I don't have a clear cut career path, so I'm trying to learn about right now procurement to see what I'm interested in, and this way I'm trying to perhaps work here for 2 or 3 years just to gain more experience, to discover who I am and to discover what I really like.
Okay, that's so nice. But coming back, so at that time when you made the decision, so you got this scholarship, and in your mind it was like, okay, now I will move, changing completely country, continent, and so on. Like, what happened in your mind at that time? Like, what was the feeling that you had? Were you, I don't know, exciting, like, about the idea of you being in a total different continent and maybe facing another culture, or were you maybe a bit scary? What was the predominant emotion and feelings that you had?
The first emotion was pure joy. So I was really excited that I got selected, first off. And also I want to try this new chapter. So to learn more about this country, learn more about the culture, and to study abroad.
Okay, so no fear.
Well, fear comes later. At first, I was just so excited that I got this opportunity, and I thought this is a new chapter in my life to learn more.
Yes, yeah, so, yeah,
to discover.
So, and like achieving your goal, I assume that is super satisfying in that sense. So you arrived here, did you have any contact, or
actually,
you were only by your home arriving in the new country? And
It would be yes and no, because... it's just me here in Hungary. I don't have any relatives. But I managed to make some friends before coming here. So I have made 2 of my friends through my class. And that's how I got this connection.
Ah, okay, that's nice. That's super. Like, at least you came and you had someone to refer and maybe someone...
Yes, yes. Actually, they were helping me in going or traveling to Sopron because, frankly, it would be my first time traveling on my own through a long journey.
Mm.
They were guiding me along the way. And at first, I thought there would be a bus or some kind of some transportation, sorry, that would take me from Budapest to Sopron. But actually, it turns out to not be the case. I had to travel there on my own.
Mm.
So yes, yeah. It was quite a journey.
Yeah. Which kind of challenges did you have to face, like when you arrive, and about the fact that you were leaving your homeland? And
so first of all would be to move far away from my parents. So I grew up really close with them, and to move to a place that is quite far, and we have this time difference of 6-5 hours.
Yeah.
So it's quite hard to be far from them. And back in Cambodia, I was quite, let's say, dependent on my parents. I, in fact, didn't know how to cook at all.
I mean, that's not that's understandable because yeah. We're super young, and at that age, you are maybe still living at your parent place, so exactly. Most of the time they are cooking for you. So
now moving to Hungary, I'm on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I have to cook, clean, do everything that I didn't do before. Live in a new country, new culture, meet new people, get to face some cultural barriers, basically.
Mm. Yeah. And did you have like any expectation or maybe any idea about the Hungarian culture?
Well, it was quite limited. I did not do much research into the culture before coming here, but actually looking back, I realized that I was quite happy to achieve my goal. But I could have done more research and find out about the culture. But at the same time, I think that I want to learn from this, even though it's for the good or the bad.
Yeah.
So if I face challenges, then I want to overcome it. If it's good, then, well, it's beneficial for me.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the right mindset to have. This new culture, like how far or how different is it from your own culture?
That's a very interesting question. Actually, at work or in real life, I discovered that European people are quite different from Asian people. We are quite linked, and we live with our family, and we're quite close with them. But for Europeans, I discovered that you guys can be quite independent, and sometimes it's a bit hard for me to blend in as well, because I come from a very conservative background with a different culture. So this is what I discover, to be more independent and to blend in a new space with new people.
Yeah. In which way was it difficult for you, like, to tackle this specific difference? Do you have any example, maybe, that you can share where you still, or maybe you still see that, okay, I can feel, like, this culture gap?
I believe that for Asians, I want to take this example of the workplace environment. So for Asians, we're not really quite vocal, even if we have several achievements. So we're not the type to sell ourselves and to brag about our achievements. We're not so well-spoken or outspoken in this case compared to, let's say, Americans or European people. So I had to learn from my manager that we have to be quite vocal about our actions, what we've achieved so far, to not just keep silent and hope that people will recognize what you did.
Mm.
This is not the case in Europe.
Yeah.
So we have to speak more. We have to show that we did something to prove that we work and our work is doing something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Just what you said, to prove that we work. Like, I mean, but it's true, actually. But for me, like, even when you are saying it, it's like a nonsense to have to prove that, because it should be kind of obvious thanks to your actions or the way that you're working, or maybe different, maybe anything else. But yeah, the fact that you have to emphasize and show off, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And how do you feel about that? Did you now, is it easier for you now to act like that, or and what do you think about this culture maybe of showing off and to prove that you are doing things?
Actually, I believe in maintaining a balance, to not show off too much that it's unnecessary, but to show what is important in the line of work that you're in, and to show people that we achieved this milestone, we made progress, and to prove that we are worthy of this position. And in most cases, I believe that I used to believe that actions speak louder, but this is not the real case here in the workplace. Mm. So I have to be more vocal. I have to be more pushy to get people to cooperate with me in some senses, because everyone can be quite busy at work. So in order to get what we want, we have to communicate more.
Mm. But after, I mean, I can say that because we are working in the same company, but it's maybe also because of the company's configuration, you know, the fact that it's a huge company worldwide, we are tons of employees, so it's kind of, you have to make your place and to show to people that I do exist, you know. But maybe if we would have been like in a smaller company where people, we all know each other, the approach would have been maybe different. What do you think?
I think that's a good point as well. But actually, I don't have much to say because this is my first experience in the workplace. But what I can say and what I learned is that I have to speak more about myself, to show to people that I achieved something, and to speak the right things. Not all the things, but exactly the right things.
Mm.
So this is quite hard to maintain.
Yeah. So at the end, do you think that it can help you to improve on yourself as well? Like taking this habit to verbalize or to speak out and or to demonstrate that, okay, I'm achieving maybe a goal, I did that. Do you think that having this approach will be beneficial for you? Or?
Well, I believe that you have to adapt to your environment. So if you're in Asia, do what the Asians do. So when you're in Rome, do what the Romans do as well. That's the saying. So basically, here in Europe, I have to adapt as well. So to be more outspoken about my achievements to the right people is the key.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I agree. It's a matter of adaptation. And I think even after, for you, it will be useful, because I feel like the more you are flexible, the more you can grow, the more you can improve yourself, and the more you can as well maybe try to be a better version of yourself in a certain way. So not every time, because for sure there is some patterns that you don't want to reproduce. But when it can help you somehow, or it can help you to grow, it's always welcoming, I would say. And talking about adaptation, so you just mentioned this specific case at work, but do you have how did you adapt to your new life? Maybe do you have any other aspect of your life where you see that, okay, you have to adapt yourself?
I have to learn life skills like cooking and doing my own laundry, cleaning and so on. So to say that I'm becoming more and more independent and to survive on my own, making my own money and becoming more independent in my choices.
Yeah, and what's the feeling to be like independent?
Wow.
Like earning your own money at this young age and you have all those responsibility. Was it complicated to go through or was it quite easy actually and exciting?
Actually, it's quite a liberating experience. So this is a new chapter of my life to earn my own income and I can spend my money on anything that I want. I learned to save and to spend moderately, to not be dependent on my parents' money. And this is quite an experience that really teaches me to be mindful of my own income and to think about the future as well. So this is a new chapter that I learned a lot from.
Talking about your student life, because actually you are kind of one step on both sides, like work and studies as well. Like, could you tell us more about this experience as a foreign student? How was it like going to school, like learning basically, and be surrounded by students that are maybe at the first glance like different from what you had known like back in Cambodia?
Actually, I come from a city lifestyle, and in Chopron, it's a quiet town. So I was not used to the quiet atmosphere. In my class, I believe there were only like 8 to 9 students, and the town itself is just a few thousand people. So it's not a busy life that I was leading. So I had to adapt to this new environment. And I start to, I think, appreciate the nature more. Because let's face it, there's not many entertainment factors in Chopron. So I start to walk or to hike or to just explore the outside.
Yeah, it was the different activities, not anymore the same. Because, like, where are you from exactly in Cambodia?
Which I'm city? From Phnom Penh, the capital city. So even if we have to go to a place that is 5 minutes away, we drive motorbikes or we take our cars. But actually, this is the experience that I find interesting because I start to embrace walking more and using the public transportation, which is not so available in Cambodia.
And were you able to have like real connection with the student in your class and to make maybe to have real friends?
This is another topic because my Hungarian classmates, they live in another towns. So every weekend they have to go back home. So we do not really have time to hang out much after classes. So it's quite hard to form a friendship. And especially in the beginning of the studies, we had to do online classes. So we rarely met each other. And after that, like I mentioned, they have to go home every weekend. So it was quite difficult to form a deep friendship.
And now, how is it?
Now, we barely met one another. So I tried to hang out with one of my friends that I made, but she lives in a faraway town as well, so it's quite hard to meet up, although we meet like once a month.
Because, I don't know, but I mean, for me, for instance, like, to have social connection, it's important, like, for me to keep, to feel good, actually, in the country as well, to have, like, really people where I can rely on if I need help or support, and even to hang out and just to have fun discussion and nothing, like, you know. So is it the same for you?
I would be the person that likes to have connection with friends. So like I mentioned before, I grew up as an only child. So the only form of interaction would be with my parents, my relatives, and also with my friends. So friendship is very important for me. And right now I'm so blessed to have several friends, international friends, that I made here in Hungary. And this is the beauty of moving abroad, actually, that I get to learn about different cultures, get to live with a friend that is from another country with different kind of background. So this is something that I truly value about this experience.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's a real opportunity, not only on the professional aspect, but as well on the social aspect. And but especially when I see, for instance, right now, we are together, like coming from totally opposite in terms of location. And now we are here. And kind of this experience, because it's somehow same for me as well, not the same configuration and so on, but I moved abroad as well. And now we are here with this common point and talking about that. And I really share your opinion about the fact that it's really valuable. And are you still in contact maybe with your friends that you had or maybe that you still have in Cambodia?
Yes. Actually, one of my best friends, she's living in Australia. Sorry. And another close friend of mine, she's also living in the US, but we still manage to have like conversation through video calls quite daily. But there are also some times that we could not talk for weeks or days.
Yeah.
But we still maintain a close bond, even if we do not talk for quite some time.
I mean, yeah, I think the more you grow up and less you can get in touch, like on daily basis, even with your closest friends, you know. So I would say, I feel like it's normal for everyone when you approach, like, and you are getting older and after it's complicated, like, to deal even with your own things sometimes, so to keep like the contact. And because people are moving as well, they have their own experiences. Sometimes you don't even have the same, there is the times shift, so you don't even have, you know, you cannot be always in contact with those people with whom you were used to be. But yeah, that helps you somehow as well to approach things differently. And I think talking about that, what would be the lesson learned, like, about yourself since you arrived here in Hungary and you started like this new journey and so on? I don't know if you had already this introspection about yourself, or if you are maybe if you are aware about that, like, if you look at the Jasmine like 3 years ago that just arrived and the Jasmine now, what would be the main the lesson that you really learned that maybe helped you to grow?
Well, what I learned to be was to become more brave, so to explore more topics, more challenges, and to overcome it, even if sometimes I might not be successful, but it's okay, it's a life lesson. And also another aspect is that I get to make new connections with different people from different age group, so this is quite interesting as well, to learn life through another perspective. And also sometimes I might not know what to do, but I get such good advice from them because they already live through what I experience right now. So I get to learn so many things.
Yeah. And when you said be brave, in which way?
Actually, before I was not, I was quite shy. Okay. But I realized that I was always the type to be curious and to want to experience new things. And this is something that helps me in being who I am today. But at the same time, I think I become more brave in, let's say, traveling, in seeking new adventures or to meet new people and make new connections. I'm not sure if that answers your question.
For sure that it does answer, because, in fact, it's linked to being brave and to get the courage, you know.
Get out somehow of your comfort zone.
Exactly. So, for me, it's totally understandable, and I would have probably answered the same. coming back to the professional aspect, you said so that now you still don't know what would be your, the direction that you will take. Did you know before coming here what would be your, your dream career or your dream job?
Actually, no.
No?
This is why I'm pursuing international business economics. I know that I want to explore into the corporate world, and right now I'm in procurement. I'm learning a lot from this role. I get to be creative as well as use my knowledge to learn more and to give a part of myself that could benefit the company. So this is what makes me really happy, and I feel satisfied that my work is able to produce something for the company, to contribute to the company, basically.
So do you think that this experience has an influence maybe on your choice, your future maybe choice, or the idea that you're building in your mind about what you're expecting your next maybe position to be?
Right now, not yet.
Yeah. I mean, you're still young, and even for people of my age, I'm 26, by the way, sometimes it's still complicated, you know, to know exactly what you want to do in life. But in your case, I think it's extremely interesting that you have the opportunity to start to work early. I mean, earlier, it's still not a full-time employee, but still you can get an idea about what you like and what you don't like. Do you think that somehow this experience will maybe help you to decide what would be the next step, or at least to understand better what are your expectations from a professional point of view?
Well, for now, I learned quite a lot from this job, and I'm still in the beginning of my career, so there's more to come, obviously. But right now, I feel that stress management is something that is really on the top list of my priority. And in the future, it can be a factor that might impact the way I choose my career path.
And do you see yourself in the upcoming years, like here in Hungary, or would you like to discover something?
I would love to see myself in a couple of years in Hungary. With the opportunity that I have, I hope to gain some experience before I step into a new chapter of my life.
Mm. Wow.
Maybe a new country.
Who knows?
Who knows? Or maybe Cambodia.
Who knows? No, for real, is it something that you consider as well, going back?
Yes, I mean, going back to my country, actually, I'm still thinking about my purpose. So I'm thinking whether in the future I want to be in the public sector, so doing what I love to help the community.
Mm.
So this has always been a passion of mine. Really? To contribute back to the society.
Yeah. So, I get you. Wow.
So this is That's something really to combine together mm-hmm. what I learned here in Hungary and to use that to develop or help contribute in developing my country.
But if I remember well, you did something like that, no? In the past, or you were working with an association?
Yes, I was an environment teacher in a primary school back in the rural part of Phnom Penh. And it was quite an interesting opportunity to teach young kids. And I discovered that they were really passionate in learning English. So it was something that was quite motivating for me, because I see that young kids are willing to step out of their comfort zone to learn a new language, and no one was forcing them. They wanted to learn English on their own.
Wow.
So it was quite interesting to see the younger generation being so open-minded towards learning a new language.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it won't be the case in France, huh? I can tell. The interest to learn English is not that high. And now, like to finish this discussion and this interview,
already?
Do you have? Yeah, I mean, we can stay. Just I don't mind. We can stay 1 hour, but maybe the auditors, I don't know. But actually, why not? Do you have maybe any advice for those who are maybe considering making a similar leap into the unknown, like maybe the one who are considering going abroad and really having like this big shift in their life?
Well, I would say to be brave and to not be afraid of making mistakes. It's okay, it's going to come, but you will learn from this experience. And if you're passionate and you're quite hardworking enough, then of course you will be successful. And also what's really important is that you have to work on yourself. So it's not just, let's say in my experience applying for the scholarship, it's not just an overnight effort, but I realized that it takes long time, years of hard work, years of studying and learning about different things to be successful. So it takes a lot of effort. And what you're doing now, you might not see the fruit. But surely in the future you will. So this is something that I discovered as well.
Yeah, I fully agree. And thank you so much for sharing your experience, because the idea of this episode is really to kind of highlight on how stepping out of your comfort zone can be like really meaningful from a personal point of view, but even from a professional point of view. And I think thanks to your experience, maybe it can give some ideas to people and to put themselves as well in your shoes and to see that, okay, things are possible. As you say, you have to work on yourself and so on, because you're facing some issues, that's for sure. But I think at the end you will grow. You will definitely grow and get the fruits out of it, as you said. Thank you for sharing. That's the conclusion. Before finishing the episode, I don't know if you are aware about the tradition.
Tradition?
Yes. Okay. Uh-oh. She didn't listen to the previous episode.
I didn't.
I can tell. No, I'm kidding.
But not to the answer.
Oh, what a surprise. Because this tradition happened like in the end of the episode. But like the tradition is like, I like to ask to my guest to share a reference, like could be like artistic reference, could be like a song, like a movie, a book, something that just maybe triggered any emotion in you, like in the past few days or in the past weeks, that you would like to share as well to people.
So there's this quote actually from the book that I read long ago, from The Alchemist, and it says, if you fall down 7 times, get up 8 times. So this is really inspiring to show that you're learning from your mistakes, and to show that it's never too late to be successful in the end if you don't give up. So this is quite inspiring to show that don't be afraid to make mistakes. It's fine. We're human. And as long as you learn from it in the end, it's okay.
That's so well said. Is it something that you keep in mind even for yourself when, I don't know, you have like maybe you are a bit down and to get courage? Like, is it something that you keep trying to tell to yourself as well?
Yes, I mean, we are bound to make mistakes, and I tell myself to not be too hard and too harsh on myself. As long as I'm alive and I'm learning, it's fine. I will see the fruits later.
So many fruits.
So many fruits for today. But just to learn from your lessons and never give up.
Mm. Wow. You don't even need me for this episode. You could have, it could be like a one person speech and it will be enough. Like, thank you so much, Jasmine. I think now that's the end of this episode. I hope that you, who is still listening to us, you found as much as I found the experience of Jasmine interesting, that somehow maybe it can help you to consider things maybe differently. And if you are, I don't know, thinking about like maybe moving abroad and having this step in your life, maybe it will give you some confidence and some courage as well to do so. My Jasmine, I wish you all the best in this journey of you being abroad, experiencing life. I feel like you are already in the right track, and actually I have full confidence about you, like evolving and being at the level that you want to be and achieving your goal. But yeah, I really hope the best for you, and thank you again for being here and for sharing this experience. I really appreciate.
Thank you so much, Christian. First of all, thanks for having me here today. It would be my first time doing a podcast.
True.
So now I can check off my bucket list. And actually, I really admire you as a person and as my mentor. So we worked together and I learned quite a lot from you. So it's really great knowing you, and it's great that we have this kind of friendship going on. And thanks for this.
Oh, you're so
cute. I wish you the best as well.
I'm gonna cry right now. This episode become like emotional, guys. No, I really appreciate and I fully agree. I'm really glad that we have this relationship now, and not only a professional aspect that we can easily discuss and have this kind of discussion, because yeah, I'm learning from you as well, you know. So that's my idea and that's my vision of a great connection, and thank you for that.
Thank you, and I hope our listeners will be able to
share
the same and to resonate with our conversation.
Yeah, don't hesitate to give us any feedback about this episode. I hope you did like it, and we will see each other in the upcoming episode. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.